John puts it so well in that little verse, because he says there, God so loved. God, if we think about God, he is the creator and sustainer of the world. God is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is the one and only. God is the one who used the alphabet. Let me use the alphabet. God is the one who is able and benevolent and compassionate and dependable and eternal. He is faithful. He is good. He is holy. He is immortal. He is just. He is kind. He is loving. He is merciful. He's near. He's omniscient. He has a big word, isn't it? That means he knows all things. He's powerful. He's quick. He's right. He's sufficient. He's truthful. He's unique. He's victorious. He's wise. And I began to struggle, but he's XY-zalted. XY-zalted. He is the source of love. The one who made us in his image loves us. The one who watched over us as we made a mess of that image that he had made and sinned against him loves us. And we're not talking of human love, which is a little bit biased depending on who we are or how we look or anything like that. We're not something that's based on impure motives. We're talking about a love that goes beyond the selfish human love, a love that goes beyond what it gets in return. God's love is not like that. He loves us freely. He loves us completely. He loves us totally. His love is beyond words even. He is the source of our love. That's where the best gift comes from. It comes from God. But who's it for? And so we think next on the scope of his love. Who's it for? It says, for God so loved the world. And actually, let me stop for a minute, because that word so in there is an important word, boys and girls, because it indicates just how much God loves us. It describes the manner of his love for fallen men and women and boys and girls. It's a deep love that motivated him to send his son to die for the lost. That's an uncommon love. It's God love. By its very definition, it's no ordinary kind of love. It's a special love that seeks to give itself away on behalf of those that it loves. And of course, that shouldn't surprise us, because God's very nature is love. But think about who God loves. What's the scope of his love? It says there, the world. He loves us. His gift is for us. The Greek word there is cosmos, which means all of humanity for us. No one is exempt from God's love and God's desire to shower his love on all of us in creation. That's what he wants to do. He loves us so much. And so regardless of what curveballs come our way, boys and girls, and bigger boys and girls in life, regardless what comes our way, God loves you today. And no one is beyond the scope of God's love. The greatest thought to grip human mind is a little chorus that I used to sing as a boy. And it says, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. So simple. And yet so true. And do you know one of the greatest minds in church thinking over the years, a man called Carol Barth, and he wrote many books and he gave many lectures and he taught many people. And at the end of his life, as he was getting older, they asked this man what was the greatest thing he had learned in all of his life. And do you know what he said? He said, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. We can have all the great learning in the world, but actually we just need to know one thing. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. God gave his son because he loves us so much. And listen, there's a second great thought in there, because you know there's nothing we can do to stop God from loving us. In Romans 8, it talks about the fact that there's nothing in heaven above or on earth below, nothing that goes on round about us that can stop, can separate us from God's love. There's a man called Philip Yancey wrote a book called What's So Amazing About Grace. And there's some good bits in the book and there's some rubbish bits in the book, because that's what most books are like when you read them. But there's one phrase in there that has stuck with me since the day I read it almost 15 years ago now. He says, there is nothing that we can do to make God love us more. There's nothing we can do to make God love us less, because God already loves us as much as an infinitely loving God can. God loves you. Where does love come from? Where does this best gift come from? It comes from God. Who is this best gift for? It's for you and for me. It's for all of God's wonderful creation. But what does it mean? What's it all about? Well, I'm going to use a word, sacrifice, in there, because here's what it means. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Because God loved us, he gave all that he could. He gave the most precious gift in the world. He gave the most precious gift he could, his own Son. God allowed Jesus to leave the glories of heaven to come and to live on this earth. He allowed his Son to be born as a babe who was laid to sleep in a manger, as we think about at Christmas time. He allowed his Son, the first visitors, to be humble shepherds from the hillside. He allowed his Son, as he grew up, to wander this earth with no place to call home. And he allowed his Son to go to a cross to die to save you and me. Why? Because he loves us. Sacrifice means giving up yourself for others. And God gave his Son. And the true value of love lies in what love is willing to give to those it loves. God loves you and he loves me. Many love today. Many love just for a little lighthearted moment. Many love like the boy who called his girlfriend and said, "Darling, I love you. I'd cross burning sands for you. I would fight a jungle of lions for you. I would be brave enough just to be with you because I love you. And if it doesn't rain tonight, I'll come over and see you." But God's love goes beyond all of that, because God was willing to give all he had for you and for me. He gave Jesus his only Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Now, boys and girls, we all receive so many wonderful gifts in life. We've been given the gift of people around us who will love us and care for us and stand with us. We've been given the wonderful gift of talents and skills and abilities and things to do. We've been given the things we need for everyday life. And in a little while, you're going to get a lovely gift from Fiona as well that's going to cheer your heart and help you over the summer as you use it. But the most important gift, the best gift of all, is that one represented in the cross, as God gave him very self for you and for me. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. What an incredible gift. But you know, there's one last thing. Because although he gives that gift, we have to accept it. We have to accept it. He's given it to us, but we need to accept it. How do we do that? We do that by believing that Jesus is the Son of God. We do that by believing that he died on a cross to save us, and he was raised to life again from death on the third day. Not only by believing in Jesus, but by turning from our sin, by saying sorry to God for all the bad things that we've done, and by seeking to live for him from this day forward. Listen, will you, from young to old in here today, do you accept that gift of love? Will you do that this morning? And will you live for Jesus from this day forward? Let me pray. Father God, I want to thank you this morning for that wonderful gift that you give to us. You give us so much, Father God. We know that, and we thank you for that. You give us friends and skills and talents and the things that we need to live life. But Lord, most importantly, you have given us the gift of your Son. And we want to thank you that we can know you. We want to thank you that our sin can be forgiven. We want to thank you that we can spend all of eternity with you, that we can have everlasting life in you. Lord, we thank you for your love. And we pray that for each one of us today, we would remember that love and that we would accept that love and that we would live for you each and every day of our lives. We thank you for your good gifts. And we thank you for your best gift. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for your love. Hear our prayer and continue with us, we ask, as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.